Welcome back to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. Today's show is featuring the North Sea Jazz Festival, a 1992 recording by Dutch Radio of the Paul Modian Trio, which included Joe Lovano and Bill Frisell. And this is an unreleased concert. So we just heard also playing from Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band. And it's interesting, in Paul's notebooks, I noticed that he was also thinking of having a Paul Modian and the string band group, which is just, would just be him on drums and all kinds of stringed instruments only. But I guess that, I don't know if he ever actually rehearsed it or anything, or if it was just an idea. I'm reading from his 1992 notebook that he took on tour with him when he toured Europe with Joe and Bill in July of 1992. And I've got one more short reading from there. And this is written sort of on the side page of what I read in the first part of the show. But I also want to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference, for helping to bring the show on the air. So this is what Paul wrote this later after he reread this. I'm not sure when. The description of the music and my thoughts during playing are the best parts. Throw out the BS, whining, sounding beep, not good. And then he also wrote, reached new heights, quotation, in quotations. Next up, It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago, from the North Sea Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
And that was Hot House, a Ted Dameron tune from Palmodian and the Electric Bebop Band, Stomu Takai on electric bass, Joshua Redman on tenor saxophone, Brad Schopach and Kurt Rosenwinkel on electric guitars, and Palmodian on drums. Before that, we heard It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago from the unreleased 1992 North Sea Jazz Festival with Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Palmodian. And up next, I have Blue Midnight from Trioism. And I did have Paul's notes for this Trioism album. And this must be an early note because a lot of the songs that he writes for the possibilities of recording aren't ones that end up on the list. So originally he thought Cathedral Song would be on there. And then he has a song called Mitkiss, but then he has an arrow and it says Blue Midnight. And Paul often changed the names of his tunes, and his working compositions sometimes have different names. So he was pretty good about writing what they became, but not always. So I always like it when I get notes like this so I can look at it and see if it changed the name or if it's a different tune. And then Endgame is also written next to a tune called North Meadow. So I think that was its previous name. And then he has drum music, which isn't on the album. Spring Is Here is not on the album. And Blue Room. Both of those, I don't know. I've never heard of them. So I'll have to take a look in the working compositions and see if they're tunes that he started writing but didn't finish. And then he has In Remembrance of Things Past with a Star, but that does not end up on the album. Cosmology does, but and this one I know because I've seen it. It was originally titled Zodiac. Carnival is not on the album. Zabel is on the album. We played that earlier. And Zabel is an Armenian woman's name. I'm not really sure who it is. I don't know of any relatives that we had with that name, but maybe it was someone Paul knew. And Split Decision was also not on there. What did end up going on there was It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago, Congestion, Monica's Garden, and Jack of Clubs. And all of the new songs that Paul wrote for this album will be in the Volume 2 songbook. So that would include Blue Midnight, Endgame, Congestion, Monica's Garden, Zabel, Cosmology. So I've been putting the song list together, and it's a little confusing because there are a lot of songs that Paul wrote before 1990. So this Volume 2 will be 1990 to 2011. A lot of songs were re-recorded after that date, so I'm sort of debating whether to include them or not in Volume 2. Then they would be in both volumes. So I don't know. Does that seem okay? Would you be disappointed if you bought Volume 2 and it said the song was only in Volume 1, even though it was recorded after 1990 by Paul on an album with him as leader? I'm not including other people's albums unless Paul wrote a tune that he didn't record himself anywhere else on his own album. So, but I have a lot of new music that was never released. There's like 10 or 12 different lead sheets that I have that I'm considering putting in the book. So and some were written in 2011, so they never really got played by any band or anything. So that's pretty exciting. So, but let me know your opinion. There's about 17 songs, which is more than I thought, that were recorded after 1990, but are already in Volume 1. A few of them, the version is different, so those I will definitely put in. And next up, I have Blue Midnight, and then I'm going to play Good Morning Heartache from the North Sea Jazz Festival. Thank you. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, WRFR Low Power Rockland, Maine, 93.3 FM, and streaming online at WRFR.org. You just heard Good Morning Heartache, a Higginbotham Drake and Fisher tune from Live at the North Sea Jazz Festival, July 11th, 1992, with Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian. It's our featured album today. And before that, we heard Blue Midnight from Trioism with the same lineup. I've got one more reading today from Paul's 1992 notebook that he took on the European tour that this recording was a part of. He wrote, "Write about research you did for Monk in Motion, On Broadway, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, Electric Bebop Band, Bill Evans' album, etc. Cole Porter's Witch Hazel, he used it a lot. I use it and sometimes reminds me of Cole Porter." Excuse me. I read autobiographies and bios of Broadway composers, books read lives of Broadway composers. So, yeah, Paul did a lot of research besides just listening and playing the music. For these albums that have a lot of Broadway tunes on them. Next up, we have a Dizzy Gillespie and Fuller tune, I Waited for You, from Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band. That was Monica's Garden from Trioism, Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian, recorded in 1993, released in 1994 on JMT, and later re-released on Winter and Winter. And before that, we heard I Waited for You, a Gillespie Fuller tune from Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band. And we've got one more cut for today. And I'm going to play drum music from Live at the North Sea Jazz Festival, which actually is the tune they began the set with, not ended the set. So I thought that was kind of interesting. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can check out my webpage, jazzcloset.blogspot.com. The next show is January 20th, and I'm hoping I'm going to do another concert recording. I have a 1982 recording from the Jazz Forum in Boston, and I have to do a little work on it. I have to separate out the cuts, so hopefully I'll be able to get that done so I can play it. And it was recorded by Sudan Baronian's son. And Sudan, as I've featured him in an early show, he is a musician that's played a lot of different kinds of music. But Paul used to play Armenian music with him from time to time, and they were longtime friends. But anyway, Sudan recorded this concert. And I believe it's Bill Frisell, Joe Lovano, and there's a couple of other people on the album, in the concert. I think it was when it was a quintet. Tune in next week for that. And I want to thank everyone for listening. And next up, drum music.
Lovano. And drums, Paul Motion. Here's the Paul Motion Trio. Thank you.
It appears I have a few seconds here till the top of the hour. So I just want to say that I want to thank everyone for listening to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. And you can reach our webpage also at paulmodianarchive.com. And I have lots of information posted about Paul Modian there. And there are different links to podcasts as well as Paul Modian archive pictures of writings and stuff like that. So check it out. Thank you.